Let's look at God's Word this morning to Psalm 46. This psalm is very significant in my life, my family's life. Some of you know that my grandmother, my mother, my uncle, and some others were on a raft in 1942, subject to torpedoing by a German U-boat. My grandmother was the only lady on the raft, but she was teaching the young people on the raft this psalm, as they didn't have any Bible, they just were doing it by memory. The amazing thing about this psalm is the reality of this psalm was in her life and their life at this particular time, just as it is in our time. And it's just a fantastic psalm to be reading and going over and realizing this is God's word. It was good then, it's good now. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning and we read these words, we think about these words, but really applying these words to us sometimes is distant. But you are our refuge and our strength. You are our help in trouble. As this psalm presents, there's so many challenges in the world. We see that even currently in our day and age, in this time, the nations are in uproar. Our nation's in uproar. And yet above it all, Lord, you are our fortress. You are our strength. You are our sustainer. We understand that it's important for us to be still, or in another way of saying it, cease striving. Just stand before you and know you're God. That's the way we look today. That's the way we need to understand how we can operate in this time frame. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. In your name we ask. Amen.